taking it, or are you tired?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. We have two astrologers for sure, and maybe a third tonight. I am Ann Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk, and I'm joined by my buddy Heather out there in the wilds of Montana.
This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from Ronan, Montana, the wilds.
The wilds. Yes. She has bears in her part of the world. I don't have bears here. We have squirrels, pigeons, and rats. That's what we have. She has bears.
They can't get much wilder than rats.
Well, rats are pretty wild.
We have occasional mountain lions, but I haven't seen one. I've just seen pictures of one on my driveway. But we do have fresh bear scat in the field today.
Okay. The bears are out of the out of the nest. They're out of the caves from hibernating, right?
Yep.
They're out in the world again.
They're out of hibernation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the chipmunks that my dogs love chasing the most.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had Remo catch a mouse last week.
Wow.
I was on, he was playing very fervently with this toy, and I did not recognize it because most of his toys are of colors. This one was kind of little and flying around, and when he finally let it land, I looked, and I'm like, oh, it's a real mouse.
Oh, dear.
And so I picked it up and, you know, carried it to the toilet and flushed it. And I apologize to it because I have a serial killer cat who was you know, abusing its carcass. You know, it looked like it got chewed actually a little. But it had all the parts. And he followed me to the toilet, like looking at me like, what are you doing with the toy? And I'm like,
right.
I'm flushing it down the toilet because it is not a toy. It is a dead mouse. So one of my helpful friends, she's in Aries with a Scorpio moon, she goes, Anne, there's never just one mouse. I'm like, you know, that was not helpful. That was not helpful. So,
well, sometimes there's one mouse. If you wait more than 2 minutes, then there's two mice. And then we took 20 mice out this last winter. Found a great mouse trap, and we took 20 mice. We escorted them elsewhere. Only two died. So, most of them we escorted elsewhere.
Okay, cool.
So,
that's good. I apologize to the little guy because he clearly had been,
is such a Scorpio moon, full moon talk, isn't it? You know, the big small
rats,
mice, our surroundings.
Mountain lions, bear scat, totally. We're definitely Scorpio moon. So, yeah, the heavens. And Mark
tonight
may join us, but he wasn't sure. So we'll see if he arrives. But, yeah, it's definitely the full moon. You guys got to get out, watch the moon rise, because the moon is very close to Earth, and it's called a pink moon because this is when somebody wrote me, everything blooms. Everything's pink in the world, and I do have pink cherry blossoms outside my window. The world is pink. But the moon's really close, and it's a full moon in Scorpio, which takes us back to October 27th of 2019. That was when the new moon happened at 5 Scorpio. And then we had an opening square last July 27th when the sun was in Leo and the moon was in Scorpio. Now we have the full moon. And this full moon in Scorpio in Taurus, the sun is the Buddha's enlightenment. This is when the Buddha got wise, sitting under the Bodhi tree. So we all have an opportunity to get wise. And then the closing square will be next January 27th when the sun's in Aquarius and the moon's, and they're all at the same degree. So think back to end of October of 2019, July 27th, and now part three, and then part four in January. So you can look at the bigger cycle over time. But it's a very potent moon. Have you looked at this puppy, Heather?
Oh, yes. I have looked at it. It woke me up last night. It was so bright around here with that full moon. And because we have no light pollution in our immediate area. And so that it was amazing. And this full moon is forming a T-square with Saturn, the Sun, Uranus, Venus, and actually technically Mercury, because they're all clumped together, the Taurus clump at the moment, all square Saturn, and the moon is moving into that corner as we speak in the next few hours. So it's a fixed T-square, and it is, you know, kicking stuff. I am worried about what it's doing down in the COVID hotspots of the world and the political upheavals in our country. But it is a fixed sign. It's time to take root. It goes deep. you know, people square off. It's very hard to push anybody or change anybody's mind this week. They're just going to dig their heels in. But if you've got something you want to root and deepen and dig in and investigate, now is the time to do it. It's going to be interesting to see what mysteries come out, what hidden stories come through today, this week.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
you think?
Lots of revealed, too. Mm-hmm. And in the full moon cast for Washington, it's on the sign of treachery, the Arabic part of treachery. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have stuff revealed also. Mm-hmm. Mercury's telling tales. And the Libra, the Taurus planets are all arguing with Saturn and saying, hey, you know, I'm kind of done here. I'm ready to go. I don't know that I want to do this. It's an opening square of taking action and getting stuff accomplished. So people are really feeling the need to move.
Mm-hmm.
And then we couple it with, of course, the big guy, Pluto, stopping in the sky to go retrograde. So as mm-hmm. he stops, he's now going to go backwards until October 2nd, and he's going to take everything that we thought we figured out January 5th to now, and he's going to say, well, not 100%. Some of this stuff can change because that's when he entered his shadow. So we're moving forward, but we're also now aware of some of our power dynamics need to be looked at. And I thought it was really interesting, you know, the Arizona legislature has hired people to recount the votes yet again. And they had a whole thing about, you know, they were in there with blue pens or black pens. And, of course, you know, that would allow them to mark the ballots differently. You know, it was like, I'm like, really, are we recounting the votes again? Okay. You know, it's Arizona. They're doing their thing. But it was that back again. We're back to January again with this vote business, back to January 5th. So it's understanding, you know, it's not over till it's over kind of thing. So the energy is about revision, revising, and power things. How are we working with power? What are we doing about it? So kind of an interesting energy.
And yes, and you know, the California recount, and the Supreme Court has decided to hear a bill on the Second Amendment rights in Massachusetts. So those are all sort of major power dynamic shifts and changes that are cooking through this time.
Well, it's actually New York. There's 8 states that don't allow carrying guns, and New York's one of them. So I heard it was New York, but at any rate, we're being sued to be allowed to carry guns. And then, of course, I mean, people are getting shot on the street every day. It's not like people aren't carrying guns. They're just not doing it. And in New York, you need to get a carry permit. You have to have a reason why you would carry a gun, like you're a diamond merchant. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a few people that carry them besides police officers and stuff. And they all, you know, they transport large pots of cash or they carry their diamonds or they, you know, they have a reason to carry a gun. So I always thought it was interesting because apparently they haven't had any gun legislation in like 11 years or something. So, here comes the conservative court agreeing to hear these cases. We'll see what happens. And again, you know, but this is also power dynamics. You know, what kind of country do we want? What kind of power do we want? You know, if we all need to carry a gun and shoot people, you know, I mean, that quarterback, it's in Ohio, but it might be incorrect. You know, he was at a party and they had a fight and somebody went and got a gun and shot him in the chest and left. I'm like, it's a quarterback in college. What are you doing? I'm going to settle it with a gun. And the energy of anger that's so strong in our world these days. So,
yes.
But the Colosseum
really
opened in Rome. The Colosseum opened in Rome where all the gladiators used to kill people. You know, why don't we just do that? Let's have a Colosseum.
Yes, I think
rather than everybody running around with guns. Huh? Say again?
Mm-hmm. I think that's much easier.
Yeah.
I agree.
You want to go in there and slay each other. You know, if you guys really want to do this, why do we have to have you shooting people on the street? Because you're mad at them. But then again, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
That's not my. Guns are not my jam. Don't have a lot of planets in Aries. So, you know, what are you going to do? It's a wild world, Heather. So,
it's
what do you think about the Sun-Uranus conjunction?
I'm excited about it, actually. I'm hoping it's kind of interesting that it comes right after this fixed sign T-square, because it's all about change, and this one's all about no change. So we'll see what it comes up with. I want people can take the combination and go, I'm not moving. Okay, and now I'm going to go drive off a cliff. So I'm looking for what to do with that. I have one client who has been dealing with ALS and is heading into the end stages of ALS. And this week went on a hunger strike. I'm not eating anymore. And her family talked her back off that cliff. But now she says, okay, now I'm going to go in, get support, make it legal, and then I'm not going to eat anymore. So I think that this Scorpio full moon is bringing some things to a real head. You know, she went, just said, I've had it. I'm not, you know, my body isn't working for me anymore. I'm out of here. Mm-hmm. And, or she's typing it because she can't say it anymore because her body's, right. Her nerves are going. And I think that's, you know, the feeling of if I see what cannot happen anymore, how can I make it change? Right. And we, you know, there could be that Uranus has to think carefully about how to make those changes. So I'm just really asking people with this intensity. It's wonderful if you know what you're doing and where you're going with it. If you want to make a radical shift, do it gently. Now, on Saturday, we've got, you know, the moon, the Capricorn moon will be forming all kinds of nice aspects and to the Taurus, and it will be a good earthy Beltane, a good day to be out there, though. The exact midpoint of the season is May 4th. May the 4th be with you. Mm-hmm. This Saturday is the traditional May Day, a perfect day mm-hmm. to cavort and have a body and be comfortable in having a body, somehow celebrate life coming back to the world.
Right.
Then the moon
naked
goes
and get plowed is what I say.
That's the old traditions, yes.
The old traditions. Get naked and get plowed in the field. Like, it helps the crops grow, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's a little trickier when you're in the East Coast City, but then it can go.
Hey, the PBG has seen everything.
Then the moon goes into later Capricorn, conjuncts Pluto as, you know, Mercury trines Pluto and then Venus trines Pluto over the next few weeks, a few days. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, there's some intensity going on around the process that, you know, I think will ask us to take our hearts deeper. I know, you know, the COVID problems in India are really breaking people's heart open. Like, what can I do about this? And to really appreciate the fact that we went from the country with the most deaths in the world to the most people vaccinated in only 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing.
That's pretty good. We'll take that and the check for the wind column. Yeah. And also the energy of the Taurus sign, it's, you know, just such a fertile sign. It just really wants
mm-hmm.
to grow things and do things and just
mm-hmm.
want, you know, just it's a lusty little sign. I always love that song, it's May, the lusty month of May, you know. And I'm like, yeah, it's a lusty month.
Taurus,
it's all Taurus, you know. It's like, ooh, hoo, hoo. So our job with, you know, Taurus, it so enjoys things. And mm-hmm. in the heavens, you know, Saturn and mm-hmm. Jupiter and Capricorn have been just so Capricornian with us. And now in Aquarius, they're like, all right, we're still the bosses of the sky. And it's kind of like now there's a rebellion led by Venus going, I'm taking all the planets in Taurus and we're blowing town, baby. And they're leaving. And so I think it's good, or they're opening squaring. They're not necessarily leaving,
mm-hmm.
but they're renegotiating their terms of engagement. Mm-hmm. So I think that's also important. You know, it's saying, okay, so how are we going to do this? You know, what is the plan? And then once we have it, you know, Mercury goes into Gemini until July because he's going to be in Gemini and he's going to be retrograde in Gemini and then he's going to be in Gemini again direct. So we're really going to be able to work out these ideas mm-hmm. that we have. Okay, well, let's try this. All right. No, that's not working. Let's do this. So, you know, we've got this big, long Mercury in his favorite sign, or one of his favorite signs, coming up to inspire us and help us figure out how we're going to actually do it all. So it's
a nice,
and he changes next week, too. I think he changes on Monday, so we'll probably talk about that next Monday. But this week, as he's coming in to do his trine to Pluto, and he's speaking up, squaring Jupiter, getting some really good ideas. You know, Mercury, he's in Earth, so he's kind of, that could work. You know, he's doing it that way. That could work. And now then he's going to get a little more flexible. Plus, the Mars right now is out of bounds, in Cancer, out of bounds. And with the out of bounds energy today, especially on this full moon, you know, the moon's in Scorpio, the Mars is in Cancer, they're in mutual receptions, which means they can swap places. Mars loves to be in Scorpio, Moon loves to be in Cancer, and then there's this kind of overdoing energy that's really juicy, you know. It can be juicy good, juicy bad, but it's juicy. So
it's juicy.
You know.
So it looks like we've got Mark on the line. Mark, are you
Mark.
There?
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi.
There he is. Yeah, he's there.
Yes, we can. How are you feeling that Scorpio full moon?
Well, a lot of stubbornness and a lot of also hope. I'm noticing people feel like things can actually break open.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
That's a nice way to think of it, yeah.
And maybe that's partly because of the Taurus energy, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to, you know, be optimistic in Taurus.
Yeah.
At least that's what I always find.
Well, it's like a happy sign. I have to say, I don't really know any unhappy Tauruses. I know some that are a little dissatisfied. Those are the ones with Venus and Aries, but they're not unhappy. They're just not satisfied. They know what would make them happy.
Good example.
But basically, Taurus, you know, the sun's in Taurus, it's a happy little camper, you know.
You know, actually, with the full moon sitting over there in Scorpio, it's kind of like the veil gets lifted for all those happy Tauruses. They realize for an instant that it's not all so lovely.
See, it's not all that happy.
Not all Venus and parties.
Yeah. Well, it's the enlightenment of the Buddha. This is the moon Buddha got enlightened under. Sitting under a Bodhi tree with his big Buddha belly. And
feeling
and
the intensity
the
of
full
desire.
Moon. Yes. Yes, the passion of desire and how much we like it.
And how much he felt
and how
like
much
he
trouble
it
can get us into.
Transcend it. And how much he had to transcend it.
Yeah, I don't know about transcending it. Not until after Beltane's over, Heather. It's time to get plowed in the field,
but that was,
you know?
That was what I think inspired Buddha to continue to go to the depths of his spirituality and his meditation, was that it was so intense it had to be transcended or dealt with.
Okay.
We'll take the dealing with it for now. Shall we take a caller?
Sure. Mark, do you have anything else you want to say about the week before we take callers?
No, except just pay attention to where the power is around you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A very important dynamic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hello, area code 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you. You people are beautiful and amazing. Thank you for being there for me. You want my birthday is November 2nd, 1967. November 2nd, 1967 at 12:05 p.m., Glendale, California.
Okay.
And what's
in Humboldt or Los Angeles County?
Los Angeles, L.A.
There's two Glendales, yes.
Yes, there are. I always find that interesting when there's multiple. November 2, 1967, 1205.
Glenn was busy.
That's funny.
So what can we do to help you tonight?
So I thought 2020 was amazing and incredibly awful. High highs,
both?
Low lows.
Mm-hmm.
Both. My husband and I have a son as well. We bought our house after living in it for 25 years.
Wow.
we got to buy it in San Diego. It's like, the craziest thing. That was October 2020. My dad died of COVID in July 2020.
Oh, honey. Mm-hmm.
And I have been living in lockdown because I almost
died. Then you bought the house?
Yep. Well, we got a call from our landlord who had told us for 20 years that it was our house. And then she called August 7th and said, oh, hey, by the way, if you can't buy it in the next 30 days, I'm putting it on the market. And I was just like,
oh, my God.
It was heart stopping. Mm-hmm. It was like I was dealing with my dad, and then that happened. And then, bam, it was like the stars aligned, and I felt like my dad had my back. And, like, I just, like, literally the stars aligned. Everything came together. And we got to buy this house in, you know, San Diego. It was crazy expensive here.
Amazing.
And, somehow we pulled it off in the middle of COVID. And, feeling so amazingly blessed and so grateful, and simultaneously feeling just devastated. I keep praying for, you know, this balance, and, you know, and I believe I'm such a, like, Mark, when you said what you said when you first got on, I was just like, yes, like, I am the most hopeful person ever. And yet since last November, my birthday, I have, like, and I know some of it's grief, but I have just been on this roller coaster of just feeling. We've been in lockdown. Last January 2020, I was hospitalized with what we thought was the flu that gone wrong, and we now think it may have been COVID, but I almost died, and I'm a crazy, amazingly healthy person.
And when was that?
January 2020. I got out of the hospital on January 9th.
Have you tested for antibodies?
Later we did.
There was also a lethal flu going around at the same time.
There was. So we really don't know what it was, and there's no way, because of that, I went into full lockdown, my whole family. I've got a son who's 16, and my husband and I, in our little beach house, we totally just closed the doors, went into full lockdown. There was no way I was going to get COVID because of what I went through in January. And then this all happened with my dad, which doubled us down. And we literally got our shots. Thank God. My husband and I got ours first. My son gets his second one May 5th. And so we're finally feeling like, okay, we can be free again. But I got to tell you, like, I have been, you know, living in this lockdown for over a year. We got our shots, but I still feel so anxious and so stuck. I mean, I'm Ayurveda.
So what your question is?
Oh, sorry. My question is, how do I manage this? Because I still want to just throw the covers over my head and just go to sleep. And yet,
Pluto's on your ascendant, my dear. Pluto is like within a degree. That happens once every 240 some years. You know, you are dealing with this sense, and you were born right after Venus moved past Pluto. So you have, you know, Pluto's 22 Virgo, Venus is 23 Virgo, Uranus is 27 Virgo in your natal chart. And Pluto is hitting all the, and as Uranus is directly opposed your sun. So you feel like anything could happen, and death and rebirth are here. And that's how it's going to be for a year. Just notice that, go lean into the rebirth part. Because it looks like you have let go of what you have to let go of, but now it's your identity that gets reborn. Because the Pluto is finished with your Venus, it's finished with your Pluto, it's finished with your Scorpio, and it's really asking you to step forward, is what it looks like to me. Your progressed moon is up in Libra at the top of your chart. It looks like work, if you want it, is going fine. Your work in the public is going fine. But, you know, it's give yourself a couple of years here where you protect yourself, but don't believe the neuroses, is what I would say. But protect yourself. Be kind and let this be a rebirth. What do you see, Anne?
I would agree. I think the anxiety is really what the thing that's probably troubling you the most, and it's tied to going back to age 9. So if you think about what was happening 9, almost 10, like fourth grade, fifth grade, it's bringing up some really old things. And obviously having your own near-death experience in January and then having your dad die and then having your house stabilize but almost leave, right? Like you really lost the structure beneath your feet, but then you got it. And then, but it's a very destabilizing year for someone who doesn't really like things to change. I mean, you've lived in the same house 25 years, right? So you're like me buying an apartment in Florida. I'm like, really? And then I'm like, do it. And then I'm like, really? And then I have anxiety. And then I'm like, really? So, yeah, this is very destabilizing. But it's also Uranus in the third. So when you feel like you need to hop up and go do something, hop up and go do it, because that will help you burn out the anxiety. And also dancing, shaking your arms, because you're carrying an enormous amount. And Heather talks a bit when you're having a big Uranus transit, it's like your electrical system is being rewired. So up the minerals, up the vitamin C, up the Ds, up the things that rebuild and ground us, up the Bs, you burn through the B. I know at one point I was having a similar transit to you, and I was bruising, and I was completely convinced I had, I don't remember what I thought I had, but I thought I had some illness that was going to kill me. Mm-hmm. And I went to the doctor, and he's like, "You under stress?" I'm like, "Yeah, my relationship of 14 and a half years left. I think I'm under stress." He goes, "That's why you're bruising. Take vitamin C." And I'm like, right. Okay. Yeah. And it really calmed my system, you know, because you're on such a high wire energy, and normally you're very blah, 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 anyway. So now even more, blah, 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 blah. And so you have to kind of go, okay, where do you go for calm? Where do you go for?
It's right? My head. My head. I just can't get out of the cloud. I keep like
just
praying.
Notice
I
the feeling,
morning.
And what I would say is notice the feeling, but do not follow the story. Like, you don't have to, because often when their feelings are that strong and you've got, you know, that lineup of planets in Scorpio, you're a sun and moon in Scorpio and a Capricorn rising, when you have that energy, it's hard to give yourself permission to just say, I feel scared and sad. So I feel scared and sad because this happened and that might happen and this could happen. And so the stories start building up and ratcheting up the energy. But just, you can stop it and go, I just feel sad. Or this minute, next minute I might feel excited. You know, this minute, as you said, you get it's the best and worst of things. It looks like it's less event-oriented and more personal evolution-oriented. But you may need to catch up on feelings there was no time to process from the time you were nine years old on. So this is a great time to do therapy. This is a great time to paint. This is a great time to just really honor the flow of feelings and listen for the wisdom that's coming through that. Mark, do you have anything to add? We're heading into the last few minutes.
Yeah. I think we've pretty well identified the culprit here. It's anxiety. So I have an exercise for you. Whenever you feel that anxiety, it is starting to spin you around. Reach 1 foot forward, tap your toes on the floor like 3 times, and then just acknowledge yourself, well, there's some anxiety. I don't need it. But take that little moment to just tap your toe on the ground. And you don't need much ground, just a toe.
Oh, my gosh, Mark, that's a beautiful tool. What a great strategy.
There you go.
Oh, I love that. You three have given me three big nuggets tonight. Thank you.
Wonderful.
You're welcome. Okay. Mark is very wise. I was going to say, teach her how to breathe, Mark, but I like the toe tapping. I think that's a good idea.
Good, let us know.
Because he does great breath work, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Reminds me to breathe.
This last year.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
Wow.
We've got 46 seconds left. This is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off in this intense Scorpio moon from Montana. Mm. And Mark?
Mark Wolves. We have the moon here, too, in New York City. It's keeping between the buildings.
Yeah, and Ann Ortley here at the bright red desk, caught between the moon and New York City. Woo-hoo!
Mm, that's a beautiful image. And you can reach any of us on our private websites, which are there, or Google our names if we have more to share, if you want to go in-depth in your personal charts. In the meantime, we'll look forward to seeing you next week. And take us out.
Okay, everybody, have a great week. Off we go. And I'm signing off. And Mark?
Okay, thanks for listening.
Okay.
We'll catch you next week.
Good night.
Take care. Good night. Bye.
Good night.